Hello, Uvay. You joined in on a conversation on COVID-19. Let's talk about the kind of preparedness that is being undertaken by the government of India. We know that Gujarat and Maharashtra are the states that are worst affected, and that's the reason why the Union Health Minister today reviewed the preparedness and containment measures for COVID-19 management in Gujarat and Maharashtra through video conferencing. The centre has assured states of health, saying that there should be a lot of focus on early surveillance and contact tracing for timely treatment and reducing the mortality rate because of this infection. The other bit here is that states also have to focus on more effective surveillance as well and early diagnosis. There has to be intervention, screening and testing of also severe acute respiratory infections or SARI cases or influenza-like illness, ILI cases, that also require adequate attention, as this may actually prevent the spread of infection in other areas. The Government of India continues to say that through a graded preemptive and proactive approach, the government is taking several steps along with the states and union territories for prevention of this infection. The good news now, our recovery rate has gone up steadily. It stands at 28.72%. The total number of people who've recovered in the last 24 hours is 1,457. The total number of cases now is touching the 50,000 mark. It stands at 49,391. In fact, in the last week or so, we've noted a significant spike in the number of active cases that are being reported every day. And this has had an adverse effect on the doubling rate in the country. The doubling rate that had touched the 12 mark, which means that our cases were doubling in 12 days, has now slipped to the 11 mark. In fact, in the last 24 hours, there have been 2,958 new cases. Sources within the government say that there is an apprehension that the number of cases will now increase. The focus continues to be on contact tracing, and this point has again been underscored by the government time and again by saying that use of Arogya Setu app is a must. In fact, the government has tried to also address all the issues concerning privacy of those people who are in fact downloading this app. Downloading this app and using it has also become mandatory for all public offices and for all private offices also. So these offices have to now ensure that their employees are using and downloading this app. In fact, there was an incident in Noida, and the UP police is now saying that it's going to make everybody in the public space, driving their cars, commuting from one place to the other, to download this app and use this app. This is going to be effective in contact tracing, is what the government is saying. Next week is going to be extremely crucial from the point of view of, in effect, of the easing out of the lockdown. There will be more interactions. People are going to step out of their homes. Migrants are moving. Pilgrims have moved. Students have moved. And very soon we are going to see many of our Indians stranded abroad also come back home. What does this all mean? This obviously means that more and more cases will now be detected. Obviously, there will be more testing, which has continued to increase over a period of time. In fact, the last time I checked, we were testing up to 85,000 samples a day. Now, when the testing also increases and the number of people moving around also increases, it's evident that the cases will also spike up. One trick is to continue to maintain social distancing. Even when you're stepping out, even when you're in the green zone, you need to continue to be extra careful and observe all the norms that you have been doing over the last two odd months or so. That should keep you safe. Thank you for joining in. Bye-bye.